We were going to town, or we weren't going to town?
Well, I would say we did. We lost going to town.
Okay, fine. And if I said, are you Mrs. and say, yes, I...
Yeah, I said, yeah, I'm Mrs.
Okay, and if I said, are you tired? You could either say, yes, I am, or no, I... Okay, but if you wanted to say the opposite of yes, I am, you say no, I...
Well, I would, if I was tired, I would just say yes, I'm tired.
What if you weren't tired?
Huh?
If you weren't.
Well, I'd say I'd be rested.
Say no, I but tired.
No, I said, no, I wasn't tired.
That's what she's trying to get, Mother. The wasn't was what she was trying to get.
Let's see, Fred. If I asked you if there are still lots of things you do, you'd say, yes, there are what? A lot of things I do.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that I do.
Okay. And if I wanted to ask you the color of, oh, say, some roses you were growing, I'd say, what color were those roses?
Well, I've got three or four different colors.
Okay, because I was just going to ask you.
Yeah, well, you could ask, right?
And I'd say, what color, what, those roses?
Well, she had some roses, and you wanted to know what color they were. What would you, how would you ask her?
Well, I would just ask her, what color roses?
Did you say, what color are the roses, or what color is the roses?
I said, what color are the roses?
Okay, and I might answer you, how? I'd say, the roses, what?
Well, you might say...
What color are your roses, Mother? Tell her the color of your roses.
White, pink,
okay,
red.
Okay, if you want to say it in a full sentence, say, my roses.
Say, your roses are what?
My roses are white.
Okay, fine. Let's see. If I asked you if you had done something already, you could either say, yes, I have, or no, I
have.
Okay. And if I asked you if it was a nice day, you could either say, yes, it was, or no, it...
Hush!
Well, I would almost say, yes, it was.
Okay, but what is it?
If it wasn't a pretty day, what would you say?
Well, if it wasn't a pretty day, I would say that it was pretty.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Sure. See, if you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you can either say, he mustn't do it, or he must do it.
Well, if I think he ought not to, I'd say, you must do it.
Okay. Would you ever say, he shouldn't do it or he ought to do it?
Well, if it's a minute, I'd say he should do it.
Okay. Right. And if I asked you if you could do something, but you're not really sure, you might say, well, I could do it.
Yeah, I'd try.
Okay. This is a really hard question to ask because it's really kind of weird. But would you ever use an expression like, well, I might can do it, or I might can do it, that sort of thing?
Well, I don't think I have a question to ask you. I always try. If I promise you I'm going to do it, I try to do it.
Okay, fine. And how do you say it came close to? For instance, I could say, I slipped on the ice and I just barely kept my balance. I, what, fell down. Another way to say came close.
Let's see. Almost.
Okay. A penny is 1 cent. Okay, and a dime is?
A dime.
Okay, and another way to say a dime is? A penny is 1 cent, and a dime is?
It's 10 cents.
Right, okay. And suppose your neighbors over there moved in 1960. You could say, he moved in 1960 and he's lived here ever...
Year.
Okay, ever...
Ever since.
Okay. And on Christmas Day, you can either say, Happy Christmas or what Christmas?